So a quite comprehensive victory today, wasn't it? What were your thoughts on the game and the performance?
Yeah, obviously, prior to this stage of the season is winning. We knew obviously that Barrow had a potentially a tough game at Chorley. And you hope that this weekend we'd have come out of the games not as far behind as we were, and we've done that. So great to win, obviously. Got off to a fantastic start. I'm always sort of ultra critical, if you like. We could have been a lot better than what we were, but we did more than enough to win the game. So disappointed that we've had to win the game twice, if you like, because at 4-1 we're cruising and a penalty is given. I'm not sure it's a penalty, but I'm not sure what it's for, to be honest. But it gives them a little bit of light, if you like, and then second half we have to come out and put on a professional performance and try and win the game again, which we did. We could have had more goals, but ultimately it's about winning, and we've done that.
It was against your former club again, obviously, like earlier this season we went there and won comfortably again. So it's good to play your former club. What was the reaction after that, really?
No, it's obviously, I've got really, really good memories of being at Colwyn Bay, end of my playing career, the start of my career, if you like, and similarly with Col. So, no, great memories. Obviously, they're in a sort of precarious situation themselves. I desperately hope they stay up. We sort of worked awfully hard when we were there to get them into this division. And a lot of people do a lot of work behind the scenes there, and it's a great little club, and I, more than anyone, hope they do enough to stay up. So, a bit of a strange one today. I think for them, with three games left, and hopefully they get enough in those three games, which, again, going off the spirit they've shown, being 4-1 down after 12, 13 minutes, they could have collapsed, they kept going, in fairness. And, like I say, fingers crossed they pick up enough points to stay in the division, because they deserve to be in there just because of the work, like I say, I know has been put on behind the scenes there.
In terms of back on into the foul perspective, lately the last few games have probably been guilty of not taking our chances. Certainly wasn't the case today. You must be pleased about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, to score as many as early in the game, you kill the game off. And we spoke in the dressing room about being ruthless and a bit about being clinical. We were that. We could have gone and got some more, probably made the game easier for ourselves. But again, that's credit to them. They kept going, give it a right go. We've won the game, like I say, we've scored some goals. Disappointed with the ones we've conceded, but it's part and parcel.
It's beginning to hot up in the goal scoring charts. Danny Rose just won ahead of Richie Allen. If Richie had scored his last penalty, they'd be level. What's the atmosphere like, Rich, in the dressing room between them?
Rowie and Richie think they're level, I'm not sure.
It's 24-23 by my count.
I think the non-league paper and the league tables have different things. I'm not sure.
The non-league paper's wrong,
actually. Yeah, it is. I've got stuff on my iPad that says, even Rowie thinks he's level with Richie, and he was saying on the bench, if he'd have scored, the third penalty, then he'd have been ahead of him. It makes no difference. We've got three lads that are over 15 goals for the season, which is great. In terms of goal scoring and goals conceded, we're right under the top of the division, and that's a great recipe for a successful team, so long may that continue.
Absolutely, and looking ahead, four games left now. Obviously, a win today, the lads were fresh from not playing Saturday, and they won today quite well. It's four games left now. I think it's just going to be win every game, isn't it, and see what happens.
Yeah, we've got to. Obviously, the way things have worked out this weekend, in terms of a Saturday Monday transfer to us next weekend, because we've got Saturday Monday next weekend. We're playing Bradford on Monday night, so we've got a tough game here against Solihull, which again we know we need to win, and we've an opportunity then to play before Barrow do on the Tuesday night. So yeah, in essence, we know that we realistically probably need to win four games. We'll see that takes a bit. If it's not good enough, it's not good enough. Simple as that. You go into the playoffs in good form and looking forward to it.
Thanks, well done today, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Cheers, thank you.